Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence Tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio,
live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, your show. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and welcome to another wonderful show of Blind and Beyond. And if you're not familiar with Blind and Beyond, let's just say this is a talk show for the visually impaired blind, and we welcome all you sighted folks to listen to the show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the, well, the sighted and the blind. That's right. It's a talk show. We talk, you listen. You listen, that's right, and you talk, and we listen. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And before we begin, let's introduce the players tonight. That's right. To my left, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder, my one and only.
And that would be me. Thank you for the intro, Michael. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome to the March 24, 2024. Look at that, 24-24 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And there you go.
That's right. 24-24 is almost like 25-25. The song. 25-25. Well, this is 24-24.
In the year 25-25.
Yeah. So, folks, bet you know what today is. Lynn's going to tell you later.
Yeah, we have some fun things tonight.
Because you don't never guess what tonight is. This is a special day. That's right. Anyway.
And we're waiting for our
Waiting for our guest host to arrive. Yeah. He should be arriving any moment.
All the way from Alabama.
Yeah. Our guest host is a little late today. And meanwhile, let's introduce our one, the only engineer, our producer. If he's there, let's see if he's there. Chris Shaw, you there?
Hey, 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 guys, I'm right here. How you doing?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
How was your event?
Chris Shaw.
How was your event at the church? Was that good?
Yeah, it was good. We just had a good time. I was rushing, trying to hurry up and get here. I told him I had to go. I had to go. Got to go.
I know. I saw that it was going to be an event with singers.
Chris Shaw.
Jamarian
Moore.
He knows
everything, but he doesn't know what today is.
I'm sorry. What
are you saying?
Jamarian Moore was on the TV series Sunday's Best with Kirk Franklin and Erica Campbell, Donnie McClurkin, and some other gospel artists. And he came by and sung at our church this evening.
Wow. That's really impressive.
And I do know what today is.
What?
Today is our day.
You're going to think it's cute when I tell you what today is National Day. There's two interesting things today.
That's right.
Maybe we should do some shout outs while we're waiting for Mr. Donovan Battelle.
Okay.
All righty. Like I said, he got lost on his way from Alabama on Zoom. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. I'd like to give Chris, do you have any shout outs first?
Yes, I got a shout out to you, and definitely for all that you do. That's all my shout outs. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Cool. Well, those are nice shout outs. Okie dokie. Well, I'd like to give a shout out to Beyond Vision in Wisconsin. I have Yvette Boyd, Tom Petrillo, otherwise known as Dominic Petrillo. We have Angel Lopez in the Orlando area, Carlton Vickers, Gary Weiss down there in Coral Springs, Florida. Heather May Teresa. We have Sandra Houston down there in Palm Beach County. Gary Bartos. Bridget Duffy. Flo Walsh over there in Lake Placid, Florida. Our good friend Liz Alexa up there in the Lehigh Valley. I think they have snow up there too. We have Adriana Prokopenko. And Adriana, just so you know, has been listening to our show since day one of Blind Matters, and that was back in the day. Michael, when was that, 2012?
Yep.
Yeah, and she listens, believe it or not, she doesn't listen when we're on live. She will, Chris, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning there, and she lives with other people, and it's not fair to them to have the sound. Just so you know, Chris, she anxiously waits for us to upload the show every Sunday night because she listens to it from Skopje, North Macedonia, which is just north of Greece.
Macedonia. Wow.
Macedonia. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that's why we archive the shows after the live show, because we have people listening all over the world and they want to listen too. And one of our guests just popped on. Well, we'll talk to them later. So what else, Michael? You know what? I have a PSA too.
You have a PSA? Yeah, do it.
Yeah, I have a few PSAs, but let me the area. So if you're listening, Michael, where is Hamilton in reference to Philadelphia? Yeah, and it's near Trenton. Okay. So if you live in the Trenton area, there is a great fundraiser going on for fundraiser going on for the benefit of the homeless animals in that area. Let me just admit. Another guest, And it's called Unleash the Journey, an evening to benefit SAVE. And SAVE is an organization in Skillman, New Jersey, and they are Friends to the Homeless Animals. So they're having a big, big event. Let's see what the date. Oh, where is
That's
it?
New Hope.
No, yeah, but yeah, let me read the event. So if you're interested and this fundraiser to benefit the homeless animals and help find them homes and get adopted, which is near and dear to our heart. It's Wednesday, May 15, 2024. It's called Open Arms for Animals. The location is at the Triumph Restaurant and Brewery, 400 Union Square Drive in New Hope, PA. Lovely area. That's 400 Union Square Drive in New Hope, PA. And they have the cocktail hour, but they're calling the VIP Yappy Hour. And that'll be from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. with hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. And they'll be showing you all the adoptable dogs. And they have a great band called Separate Ways. So they'll have live music from 7:30 to 9:30. And tickets and sponsorship packages are available. So if you're interested, I'm directing you to, it's called SaveHomelessAnimals.org. And I did go to that website and the event pops right up. So it's SaveHomelessAnimals.org. Or you can call 609-309-5214. That's 609-309-5214. Do what you can to help save these wonderful animals. So everybody's popping on Zoom now as we're talking. All righty, Michael, I did my little bit. 2 minutes to the break. And what else?
What else?
What else until we go to break?
Well, here's what else.
Oh, wait, Donovan, I know what else. We can interview our...
Oh, Kate finally came?
Late to the party guest co-host tonight. Let me see.
Is he there?
Yeah, but let him unmute himself.
Okay.
There he is. Okay, cool. Hey. Mr. Battelle.
Donovan's there. Finally arrived.
Yep. Hey, how are you guys tonight?
Good evening.
This is our guest host all the way from Alabama. His name is Donovan Battelle.
How are you,
Lynn? There, Donovan?
Yes.
Hi. Thanks for joining us tonight, Donovan.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah. So we'll be introducing all your guests when we come back from the break. But everything's good. You got your car washed and you're ready to do the show?
I sure did, Lynn. Got Kathy's car washed. I'm blind. It's not.
I know. When you come down here.
Not drive it.
Yeah. When you come down here in May, you can do our car too. I'm too lazy.
Absolutely.
I'm too lazy. Oh my goodness! Well, we're glad you joined us tonight.
It was a beautiful day today.
In Alabama? What was the temperature by you?
70 degrees.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spring day.
Yeah, my brother is up in Schenectady, New York, and he has snow, and it's in the 30s. I'm laughing. It's not funny, but yeah.
Well, folks,
nice day. How warm was it in Florida today?
Not too warm, right, Michael? Like
in the 70s.
70?
Yeah.
Yeah, low 70s.
Don't forget, folks, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, because don't forget, we talk, you listen. You talk and we listen. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1681. I'm going to say that nice and slow. 407. Listen to this. 407-894-1680.
Yay, you said zero.
I said zero.
Let's go to break.
You got it? We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse.
I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Introducing the Xumo Stream Box from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Stream Box, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Stream Box also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with voice search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Xumo Stream Box is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond. I'm going to call in 407-894-1680. Listen to that. Blind and Beyond is back. That's right. This is your host, Michael. The phone number again, I have to repeat it because we want you to call in. Don't forget the slogan, we talk, you listen. You talk and we listen. That means you have to call in 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, first of all, we'd like to welcome back Donovan Battelle. And if you don't know, because we have new listeners every week, that Donovan is the not only is the guest co-host tonight, but he's also the director of special operations. And he is the coordinator of Institute Accessibility at Alabama Industries for the Blind and Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind. So we'd like to welcome back Donovan. Hi, Donovan.
Hey, Liam.
Hi.
Hey, Donovan.
So, Donovan, I'm going to throw it over to you, which we don't usually, you know, do it like this, but I'm going to let you introduce our next two guests.
All right. So, okay. Hey, glad to be here tonight. And I would like to introduce to you, we have two people on tonight from our organization. First, Jeff Papelia is our executive director at the Alabama Industries for the Blind.
Welcome back, Jeff.
Welcome back, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It's a party tonight.
It's a party.
It is a party tonight. And then Jeff will introduce a special guest that we have here. With us from Alabama Industries for the Blind. So, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Donovan. I really, really, really enjoy being on this show. We love to talk about what we're doing at the Alabama Industries for the Blind. We just make such a good team there. And Donovan just does a wonderful job. As you heard, might have heard earlier, Donovan mentioned that he's blind. But that's what we specialize at AIB, at the Alabama Industries for the Blind, is employment for people that are visually impaired or blind. And we just have a special place there. So before I introduce our next guest, is there any questions from Lynn or Michael, or would you like me to get into it? I certainly don't want to take anything away from our next guest. So if we're ready to jump in, I can do that.
No, you jump right in. Jump right in. We want to hear all about the young man.
And Jeff, you did mention, and you are the president and CEO at Alabama Industry of the Blind, but you did mention, and everybody should know, that you are encouraging people who are looking for jobs, a new career, to find out more about Alabama Industries for the Blind.
That's correct, Lynn. And that'll be a great segue to our next guest. So if anybody is interested in employment, as anybody wants to grow in their work, if anybody wants to, you know, be so and become more independent, we encourage you. We're always looking to hire people that are blind or visually impaired. So please reach out to Michael, reach out to Lynn. And with that said, I'm going to introduce our Direct Labor Blind Worker of the Year. His name is Michael Taylor. And I'm going to let Michael tell you about a little bit about what he does at AIB and the program he works on. But for, you know, 2024, we have a big selection process to pick our Blind Worker of the Year. It's somebody who exemplifies leadership, somebody who exemplifies great spirit, somebody who exemplifies great work ethic. And we were all on the leadership team. We all voted, and we were so proud to pick Mr. Michael Taylor, who's joining us today, as our Blind Worker of the Year. So with that, Michael, I'm going to turn it over to you, and we are so glad you joined us on this program tonight.
Welcome, thank Michael! Another Michael!
We got plenty of them. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for Donovan and Jeff for the support and everything. Started fixing to start my 32nd year at the industry. Started out in our Birmingham plant. We had a ribbon copy paper that went obsolete. I had the opportunity to either stay in Birmingham or come to the Talladega plant, to where I began my life on my own outside of my parents. And it was a good choice, and went through a couple of departments and kind of stuck with our screen printing department. Was very limited, very, not a lot of experience was with the department at that time. And in 24 years, we've grown it to a lot of automation for our blind workers, including myself. I'm completely blind. I can work most of all the operations in the department and everything. I'm the assistant in our department, and I was there at the beginning when the department got off the ground, and I'm very proud of it.
Well, congratulations.
So you work in the printing area?
Well, we have a screen printing and embroidery operation. I work specifically with the screen printing, and we do a lot of work for Donovan Vitale is a big supporter of the department. He is a big reason why the automation has come and the money has been put into the department to be involved with a very visual industry with low vision or completely blind people.
And so you got training. They trained you how to do screen printing, Michael?
Hands on. It was pretty much great. Learned it as you go.
Who do you do screen printing for? The government?
This is one of our departments in the industries that really is not attached to government contracts. We do a lot of what I was getting at with Donovan. He has brought a tremendous amount of work from Troy University. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of work for, you know, different entities and everything. Anything you can advertise, we just did a very, very big deal with Rosa Parks here about 2 months ago. That was a big deal for us. We usually do that every year. We do a little bit of politicians, you know, in the area that does a little bit of their work with us. We try to provide a good price and a quality piece of material for our customer. I mean, just because we're low vision or are visually impaired doesn't take away the quality of the product that you're trying to sell the customer.
Well, we should try to get your business then on the show.
Yes, sir. We'd be glad to let you look at some stuff. We have
How many pieces do you have to do it?
What's their minimum?
What's your minimum of one item?
We could probably cut the edges for you if you'd yeah. like to give us a chance to get some work done. So just get with Jeff or Donovan and get our information together, and maybe we could do some embroidery stuff for cost, and maybe a little screen print to see if you like what our work is.
I can't wait to see some examples. So do you do shirts and hats?
T-shirts.
Yes, ma'am. We do T-shirts. Yeah. T-shirts is our biggest seller, but we do bags, you know, little bitty tote bags to put, you know, gift bags and stuff like that together. So it's a little bit of it changes every day, but it's still, you know, stuff that I can't visually see, but I can imagine it in my head. So that's what I try to do, and try to encourage, you know, people with lower vision that doesn't eliminate you from being in a very visual industry, and be proud and prideful in what you do and how you do it.
Michael, this is Michael. Have you been blind from birth?
I was an all-star hind catcher in junior high baseball. It's a very heredity disease, retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, there we go.
Me and my sister have the receptive gene in the carrier, which is the more aggressive of the RP. Me and my sister are totally blind. She's 44. I'm 53. And we're the only two people in our family that have it.
Michael, I encourage you to listen to our second hour later. One of our wonderful sponsors is Foundation Fighting Blindness, and they do a lot of funding for research to cure RP.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They're on every month, and we have different guests from Foundation Fighting Blindness. So you might want to, you know, just...
They've been our sponsor for 5 years now.
It's a wonderful organization.
Yes, ma'am.
Inherited retinal disease.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
two of our co-hosts have RP.
They do.
Well, there's a tremendous amount in our plant that's just a family gene that's been passed down, and you know it's what you do with your disability is the bottom line with it. You know, just because you can't see well, that doesn't mean you're helpless.
That's 100% right.
And one other thing, I've worked there for 32 years. My wife also works there. I met her there, and I'm very proud of her. And that's where I met my wife, 8 years ago, was at the Industries for the Blind. So that's another blessing that it's given me.
That's amazing. Did you invite everybody to the wedding from the department?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That's wonderful.
And one other quick one. We lived on the same street 35 years ago and never met until 8 years ago.
So tell us a little bit about your daily routine. How do you get to the office? How do you get there to AIB? And how do you get home? And
my wife also works there. She's a bioptic driver. That come into her life probably 4 or 5 years ago. That was a blessing. Very determined woman that uses these bioptics the way they're supposed to be used, and she's a very good driver. So that opened our life up to be able to move out from just the transportation. But my day starts about an hour before you know, we clock in, try to get a little breakfast in me, usually go and talk to my coworkers, see what's planned for the day, and kind of usually start Monday and try to plan the week out, kind of get an idea of what we're going to be doing. So, you know, it's kind of a tactical approach, and then you have to, you know, make it work and make it happen as far as the actual production of the garment.
It sounds like it's a really family-oriented AIB, that's for sure.
AIB is again giving me the chance of my beautiful wife and a good living. You know, I started out at $4.91 in 1993. You know, and then I've worked up through the organization, and you know, what was it? I tried to be constructive instead of destructive throughout my career, to try to sometimes keep your mouth shut and listen a little bit to learn more. And, you know, my mother was a big push for me. You was talking about employment earlier. Jeff was. That's the way my career began, was my mother seeking out an opportunity for her son that she knew that he was going to go completely blind. When you're 20 years old, you don't think of those things. And, you know, you just kind of carry on and your daily deal until it you know, it kind of starts creeping up on you, and the disease overtakes, you know, your independence to a certain point. But I was lucky. I was able to see, you know, a bird fly through the air, you know, a baseball hit with a bat, and you know, I feel pretty lucky. There's other people that had never been able to visually see those kind of things.
This is Michael. I lost my vision about 2008, and there's a lot you can do with life without your eyesight. That's for sure.
I lived many years before my wife Christy come along, and I was very independent. Others that I work with, I try to, you know, let them see my actions opposed to me telling them my actions. And some of them learn. I've got an up and comer that's a line leader in our plant, and just had a small child and named him after me because of some of the things that I taught him. I was very prideful about that.
And named him after Michael.
No kidding.
Well, they named him after my middle name, Owen.
Wow, jeez.
So I'm very proud of that, too.
That's very nice.
So, Michael, Lynn.
Yes.
Michael Taylor's kind of being a little bit modest. Now, you get the feeling that he's an empowered guy. But we've asked all over the industry, this screen printing embroidery business that he, where he works, we believe he's the only totally blind person in America loading the machine.
Wow.
With those shirts. And it's actually a feat to watch him get the garment on the table accurately, because if he doesn't get the garment on the table, the machine can't print the image correctly on the shirt. Right. And so we believe him to be the only blind person in America, totally blind person, loading that type of machine. So he's an incredibly skilled person that loves his job and loves what he does and wants to do his best every day.
That's amazing. Donovan, I have a question. Who was Peter Salmon? Because Michael Taylor, you received the 2024 Peter Salmon Employee of the Year from Production
Awards. Yes, ma'am.
Award. Who was
Peter Salmon? Yes, ma'am. Donovan could probably explain it better than
okay.
I can.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I get these two confused. We give two awards a year. Those are named after awards like that. Peter Salmon and Milton Samuelson are both National Industry for the Blind named awards.
Oh, okay.
So they're not from our agency specifically. But those were two men that were pioneers in blindness. Jeff, I remember Milton Samuelson was a rehabilitator, but was Peter Salmon actually the worker? Do you know?
That's correct, and that's what I've gathered. That's why it was named after him. And as and Lynn, as you asked, so Michael being our employee of the year, he is nominated to be the national player of the year. Or, I'm sorry, the national. I think I got college basketball on my mind. He's the national employee of the year. So that is why he is nominated for the Peter J. Samuelson Award. So, and again, these are, as Donovan mentioned, these are awards given by the National Industries for the Blind, and which we are affiliated with them. So anyway, that's kind of the long story short of that.
Yeah, and the benefit of getting that, it's prestigious in our plant to get that award. It comes as our nominee for the national award. You get a week expense paid in Washington with all kinds of perks on that trip, things to visit, things to do. And you get, but we give our employees a cash check for attaining that. And then, like Jeff said, they can qualify to compete for the national award, and that even comes with a check if you were to, Michael, were to be able to get that award. So we love spotlighting our employees who have unique abilities and who just do great work for us. You know, Michael was gracious enough to talk about that I'm a supporter of the department. I'm a supporter of the department because of what he does. Because he's the guy that really has the skill to get the garment on the machine and to make my job's the easy job. All I got to do is go tell people, hey, you need to see this. We have a guy who's very skilled and can make, put a shirt on a machine and put an image on it that's better than most print houses, and he's totally blind.
That's so amazing. I can't wait to see the product.
It's an easy sale. When you've got Michael Taylor loading the machine.
Well, we have to promote this. We have to promote this because Michael Taylor's the man. He's the man.
Thank you, man.
Other organizations out there listening to the show, if you're listening, listen more closely. get you some wonderful products.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Well, we didn't know you even did that.
No, we didn't.
Because we just did some things we could have used you. That's for sure. We'll have to throw you you the business.
So, Michael Taylor, before we say goodnight, could you tell the audience why, you know, just why you think it would be a wonderful opportunity for
people
them?
That should work there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's an awesome opportunity. We have different varieties of areas to work in. AIB has been a blessing to me and my family, and if I can do it, I believe others can do it also. And you just got to have pride in what you do and try to do a good job and walk out and come back the next day with the same attitude.
Well, I wish you the best. That's for sure.
Certainly an inspiration.
Well, thank y'all. And I do. I'm going to start listening to your show. I didn't know.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Donovan.
And listen,
great guest, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
You could not only can listen to the show, but you can call in too.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's wonderful. Sure.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
We're excited that.
We're excited you're going to listen, and we're excited that you're going to call in. And well, if you ever know any music trivias, you can call in too.
You get in the 70s and the 80s, I can do something.
There you go.
Y'all have a blessed night. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Jeff, for introducing Michael Taylor to us tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, so glad to be here. I love doing the show. I really appreciate both of you and, you know, Donovan for, you know, really introducing me to the show. So again, it's a great thing. We're all a team. We're all in it together. And we're all here to help really people that are blind. So,
yeah, we're so impressed with Michael Taylor. I can't wait to see the products that he's screen printing.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful department. And just, you know, Michael is just a wonderful person.
He sure sounds like it.
We'll be starting. Yeah, I don't know if you know, we'll be starting advertising in Alabama. Another month, we'll be advertising Blind and Beyond and what we're doing in Indianapolis 500 and everything else. We're doing it in Alabama. We'll be advertising quite a few radio shows down in Alabama.
Great, great.
Y'all come by the industries and come through a tour with us one day.
Someday, hopefully we will.
Open invite.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Yep. Well, thank you, Jeff.
You guys all have a great evening. Thank you. I'm gonna sign off, but I'm gonna continue listening online. Wonderful. Okay.
Go back to your what is it? March Madness? Is that what you're listening?
March Madness.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I think we better.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we're on the air every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're the only commercial, nationally syndicated radio show that caters to the blind and low vision audience. We welcome the sighted listeners, too. And on Sunday, April the 14th, we've got an extra special show for you as we team up with Tactile Engineering, who make the Cadence tablet, as we bring you the experience of the total solar eclipse. I'll be in Indianapolis, Indiana on April the 8th, enjoying the event myself, then describing the experience to you on the radio with interesting interviews and commentary. Be sure to tune in on Sunday, April the 14th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's the Total Solar Eclipse. Don't miss it.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Well, we're back. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, just in case you don't know. And I'm here right now with guest co-host tonight, Donovan Battelle, who is calling in from Alabama Industries for the Blind. And Michael will be back shortly. But in the meantime, hello and welcome back, Donovan.
Hey, Lynn.
All righty. So,
wasn't that an excellent segment?
It was. You know, I was just saying to Michael, that was a wonderful segment. And Michael Taylor, wow, he really is an inspiration.
I didn't get him to talk about that. His one big hobby is fishing, and he loves to
fish. Well, we'll have him back. Why don't we just have him back?
Exactly. Yeah. He's such a good guy. Yeah.
So, Donovan, do you have a trivia lined up?
We do have trivia lined up.
All right. It's all yours.
Okay. So, did we get the song, Lynn, or are we doing just a question?
Oh, no, I sent Chris your song.
Okay. So so we're going to play a song. Chris will play us a song. And if you know who the artist is, it's actually a group. The hint is they could be from Alabama. And the first person to call in will win the prize. What's the prize tonight, Lynn?
Well, it would be a $10 gift card from Subway.
Awesome. And so the number you're going to call in will be 407-894-1680.
Right. And I'd like to remind everybody, Donovan, if you have won in the last few weeks, that we have our little rule that you have to wait 30-31 days. So we'd like to give everybody a chance to win. So once a month you can win. You can call in any time to say hello, but once a month you can win a prize.
It may be a tough question, a tough song tonight, but maybe somebody will know it.
You never know who's listening. All righty. I'll leave it up to you and Chris.
All right, Chris, you got the song for us?
No, I didn't see it. It didn't come in. Hold on. I'm checking.
It says Donovan's trivia song.
No, I didn't see it. It didn't come through.
Oh, all right. I'll send it again. All right. Let me see. Hold on. This is a live radio show.
Yeah, this is live for real right here.
This is for real. Wait, I have to go. Let me see now. Hold on. Just give me a second to go to my sent emails. And let's see, to Chris. There it is at 4:59 p.m. I shall forward it to you again. Here it comes. Oh, wait, you can't get it into the system now, though, right?
I'm going to try something. Okay. We're going to try something and see.
All right. Well, Donovan might have some.
We have plan B if we don't get that.
Yeah. Do you want to do plan B, Donovan, or what do you think?
Let's just do plan B.
Okay, Chris.
Okay, so if you do plan B, give me a minute and I'll work on plan A.
Okay. There you go. All right.
There you go. It just came in. Got it.
Okay. I hope you found Michael's trivia too for later. That was the same
time. Yeah, I got those, but the others didn't come in. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It just didn't come in.
All right. Okay, so Donovan, would you like to do plan B?
Yeah. He can play it still. We could have that as just a.
All right, I'm leaving it up to you. It's your court.
For fun. So the question is the Alabama Industries for the Blind and the Alabama Institute for Deaf and Blind are located in Talladega, Alabama. So what sports venue is also located in Alabama and draws hundreds of thousands of people a year to Talladega, Alabama?
There's a sporting venue. Say it if you do know it.
What?
We're doing plan B because the music didn't go through right now. So So Donovan has a sports related question.
Yeah, so there's a sporting venue located in Talladega.
A venue.
Uh-huh. And we need the name of that venue, or you can name the event, either one. It's one and the same. Okay. So, and the first person to call in, the number is 407-894-1680.
Oh, you did that good. You did that good. Good.
I'm learning from Mike.
He listens all the time. He knows the number.
I know the number. Absolutely. So first person to call.
So tell me this.
Yes.
We were talking before the show about the problems you've had to and from work, as getting there. And you're always saying it's about plan B, C, and D.
And E, F, G to Z. Yes.
Michael always talks about plan B. We haven't gotten to E, F, G yet, thankfully.
Yeah. So what we were talking about is being blind, and it doesn't matter if you live in Alabama or Florida. Most places, because we're a low incidence disability, doesn't have suitable transportation where you need to go. So, Michael and I were talking about how does that look? And, how that looks for me, is I just have to find resources. And I was thinking about your question, Michael, and, you know, I use public transportation when I can use paratransit, when I can use the fixed route bus. There is almost like this app provided in Birmingham called Birmingham On Demand. I mesh together all versions of ways to get around, including Uber and Lyft, and then down to friends and family. My kids are grown now, so I can't. My kids, when they got to be 16, just, I mean, that was good for me because they could, I could say, I need to go here, and they were wanting to drive. But I just mesh together all resources. So when we say plan B, C, D, E, F, G actually is how I get it done. And it used to bother me, but it's now to the point that I really don't worry about as much anymore. But I'm curious about other people in the ways that they, who are blind, how they, you know, use their resources, deploy their resources to get around. I have friends and, you know, that go through areas that, you know, I have one guy that's on the east, northeast side of Birmingham, and he comes southeast. And so I know that if I get in a jam, I can call him. And
Donovan.
Yes.
I have to interrupt you. It's Michael.
Yes.
Tell them about what happened with that bus. That was very interesting. Tell me the story about the bus.
Oh, you want to hear about the bus story?
Wait a minute. This is an interesting story with the bus.
So the bus, last week, I was waiting in downtown Birmingham on the fixed route. It's a bus they call the Connector, and they have two buses, and it runs in an area, and it runs from one area to the next, and it connects me to other routes that I can get other places. And I waited there. You know, you always call in and say, I can't see it on the map. You know, it's got a map and the bus is moving on the map. I can't see that. So anyway, I call the call center and they say, oh, one bus is over here, not going your direction, but the other bus is at this location. And, you know, I knew that location and I knew that couldn't be more than 15, 20 minutes away. Like an hour and a half later, I had to call Uber because it was like, man, this bus is never going to come. Well, about the time I called Uber, a bus shows up and the door opens. And I said, I just called Uber. I've been waiting on this bus nearly 2 hours. And she said, there's only one bus on this route. And I said, well, I called in to the call center and they said the bus was at this location. And she said, yes, it is at that location. That's where the buses are worked on. And so you just never know what's going to happen. And really, you know, yes, could it be frustrating? Yes, it could be. But if this is, you know, what you live with, you just find another way is what you do.
That's right.
So you know, for me, mobility and independence are like paramount. So I'm just always trying to find ways. And you don't know how many dinner, lunches, you know, attaboy, attagirls that I've provided, because when people do something nice for you, you need to do something nice for them. And so.
Absolutely. We have a caller on the line, Donovan. Yes. We have a caller on the line calling in for the trivia.
Okay. Let's hear it.
We have John from Indiana. John from Indiana.
John, how you doing? Yeah, I'm here. How are you doing? Michael,
hi,
and Donovan.
Hi.
Yeah.
I think the answer to the question that Donovan asked is the Talladega NASCAR races.
That would be correct.
Wow.
Well, John, you did it again. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming your way.
Okay.
Your way. That rhymes.
Now you can take your wife, Linda, on a date.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take her out.
Hey, John, are you a NASCAR fan?
Every now and then I listen to it over Sirius Radio.
Yeah.
Or not, yeah, Sirius Radio.
It's
I listen to 500 too on the radios and stuff. I used to go to the 500 every year for about 12, 15 years. And it's really a big complex over there. And if you guys go over there, you're going to have a good time.
So we'll be doing it live. May the 26th, you'll be hearing it live. May the 26th show, you'll be hearing it.
Well, you'll have a good 500. And it's called the International Motor Speedway. It's not a racetrack. You keep saying racetrack. Well, that is, or speed track. The speed track is the where they have the what do you call them? What the heck is the name of them? Drag races. The drag races is over there at Speedway, Indiana. And it's called Speed Track.
Well, the Indianapolis 500, isn't it Raceway?
Yeah, it's not Raceway. That's Raceway Park is where they have the drag races. But the racetrack is called International Motor Speedway. 500-mile Speedway, International Motor Speedway.
John's Radio. Well, thank you for calling. We have your address. We know your number.
All right. Thank you. Have a good next week. Have a good Easter and all that good stuff. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Right. So Donovan and Michael at 7:57. So you got a minute, or I guess a minute.
What else? Sure. What you, Michael? Have Michael? You know, I've been blind 40 something years and been doing this, you less than me. Is that the way you do things? Is that your transportation the same way?
What are you saying? What are you saying now? What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying you use plan A, B, C, D. You do the same as I do, or you do it differently?
Well, for transportation, I'm lucky enough. My wife, I can count on her, put it that way. But if I can't count on her, I got plan B, which is my down the street neighbor, friend, girlfriend. All the above, second wife, whatever you want to call her, she's my best friend, Linda's best friend, Nancy. So if I don't, I plan A, I go to plan B, but I always have something, as you would say, A or B. So, and if I never went yet to any plan that went to D, E, and F.
Now we have our local network.
Yes, but, and anything I've ever done, I went to plan B many times. I've never gone really into C or D. Even when I went blind, I was lucky enough that I went to plan B with the radio station. So when you say, when you went blind, what did you do? Well,
you figured it out.
Well, we were lucky enough. We answered an ad and we went looking for a job for a radio station for a salesperson, which I answered the ad for a salesperson for the radio station. So we first worked for the radio station, CBS Sports, which was an affiliate in Orlando, for CBS Sports, I was a salesman first before I was on the radio.
We learned the business.
So we learned as they say, we learned the business from the ground down and up all the way.
We pounded the pavements of Orlando.
Yes, we did. Sure. And then we started making commercials, and then we were on the radio.
All right. We have a caller, but we'll have to save that for the next hour, Chris. That's nice. We have Ernest who would like to talk about how he gets around. We have to go to the break. Okay. 5 of the hour.
We'll
catch you later, catch you, Ernest. Maybe you can call back.
Wait for about 10 minutes.
No, let him call back.
Yeah. Oh, call back. Call back, Ernest. Right. Ernest, call back. We'd love to talk to you. Ernest?
Yeah, 8:35.
8:35. Call back. We'd love to talk to you. When I tell you no, call back. We'd love to talk to you. We have to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.